Acts chapter 17, Acts chapter 17 and verse 22. The Bible says, "Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, 'Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they may feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is likened to gold or silver, stone graven by art or man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. And so Paul departed from among them. Howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed, among the which was Dionysus the Areopagite, and the women of Damaris, and others with them. We see this evening as Paul's a preaching here, and he's preaching on this. If you had a title, it'd be "To the Unknown God." Amen. There's no such thing as an unknown God. The only unknown God is one that you don't know about. And there's a true and a living God we have that Paul knew about, and he was able to preach about to these folks here, praise God, at Mars Hill. And what a blessing it was as he pulled up into Athens here. He had had a lot of touch and go along the way. He had went to the Bereans, and the Bereans had heard him readily, and they would get in the Bible after he had preached, and after he had given them the Word of God. And they were more noble than some of the others, and they would dig, and they would study, and they would look to see if Paul was telling them the truth. Amen. I tell you, I love a teachable spirit, don't you? God loves a teachable spirit. He loves people that want the Word of God. He loves people that want the things of God. Amen. And praise God, if you want him tonight, you can get him. The Bible says that we find him when we seek him early. Amen. We need to start looking early for the Lord. Amen. Praise God, so that he can, we can find him. Praise God, when we're young. Don't wait till you get to be old like me before you go seeking the Lord. Don't wait till you get older before you start trying to do something for Jesus. Praise God, get in there today and begin to just magnify his name, to lift him up, encourage others in the Lord, help them see Jesus Christ. Let them see Jesus Christ living in your heart. Amen. That's what made a difference. That's what Paul got. That's how Paul got people's attention. He stirred them up, amen, with the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know the story. He was at Berea, and these Jews come down there, praise God, from Thessalonica, and they begin to magnify, and they begin to harass Paul, and they loaded him up, and they got him out of there, and they headed him down to Athens. And Paul goes down there to Athens, and he begins to look around. He begins to receive the things and check out the things that was going on down there in Athens. And as he began to look in, his spirit was stirred in him. Praise God, but he began to see the things that had nothing to do with God. Amen. There's a lot of people, a lot of places They've got a charade. They've got a show that seems to pertain to God and godliness. God ain't nowhere near it. But praise God, I'm glad there is a God and He's real tonight. And praise God, I'm glad that they still people like old brother Paul who got down there and got excited and he saw things was going on and the Spirit began to stir down in his soul and he got to can't help it and he got to preaching on the Lord Jesus Christ. He got to lifting up the name of the true and the living God. Praise His holy name. What a God that is. I'm glad He's real tonight. I'm glad He's still on the throne. I'm glad He's still got ears to hear. Praise God, I'm still, well, glory. I'm glad He's still got hands to reach down and touch. I'm glad God Almighty is still the God that we serve tonight. Amen. He hasn't changed one bit. Since I got saved in him back in 1976, He's still the God that saved me that night. I'm still serving the same Savior. I'm still touched by the same Spirit. I know what Paul was talking about when he got there and his spirit was stirred in him. Amen. He wanted folks to see what he had. He was something inside him, praise God, that was just dying to get out. Amen. He says they was in verse 17, he said, therefore disputed he in the synagogues with the Jews and with the devout persons. See, they was religious people there. Amen. There's a whole lot of religious people in the world. But that don't mean they're born again believers. Amen. There's a lot of religious people that's never been born again. And he just disputes with them. Amen. In other words, he's conversing with them, reasoning back and forth. He said in the marketplace daily with them that met with him. Amen. You know what? I believe if a man get the giving out truth, people will come to see what you got. They'll come to hear what you have to say. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's just that's the way God engineered us to be. I know when we was starting out in the work, in the mission, praise God, going out into the world and trying to compel folks to get in, God burdened our hearts to go out to the Lake Louise out there in Weaverville and go out there on top of that little hump on Saturday nights. And me and Teresa and the young'uns would go out there and we'd sing a song or two. Boy, and people must have been pretty pitiful because they come to hear. Amen. We'd sing a song or two, and then we'd open up the book, and we'd preach to them Jesus, His death, burial, His resurrection, Him crucified. Oh, how horrible that was. See, that man Jesus hung upon the cross of Calvary. But praise God, when we come down to the end, we preached on one that was buried and rose again, victorious over death in the grave. And people would come from all over the place to hear about this man Jesus, who'd overcome the obstacles that we fear most today. Glory, hallelujah, they've come to hear. Amen. Folks is still needing to hear about the man called Jesus who rose from the dead. I knocked him off. Praise the Lord. But people want the Lord Jesus Christ. They want to have hope tonight. They want somebody, praise God, that has the power to overcome the lives that they're living. And the only one that has the power to help you through this life is Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen. Praise God. He's the only one. He has the power and the ability to help us overcome. If it wasn't, I'm like Brother Junior, if it wasn't for Jesus, I don't see how people make it. Amen. I don't see how you keep from getting so discouraged and so downtrodden that just in a little while you'd want to give up. Amen. But with Jesus in your heart, praise God, He's that something that's inside you, praise God, that gives you that encouragement. He's your encourager, praise God, against discouragement. Amen. He's there to, when you feel down, He's there to lift you up. When you get down, He's the one that'll carry you, praise God, when you can't go no more. Amen. That's who He is. And people want to hear about it. Amen. They were gathering around in Athens to hear something. Amen. So they were wanting to hear some good news. Now, there was a lot of things that was being stirred out and thrown out. the philosophers, the Epicureans and the Stoics encountered him. And boy, they thought, they didn't know what to think about old Paul when they run into him. Amen. They run into him and say, so what's this, what will this babbler say? They say, he's just babbling on. Said, he's just talking, but he don't really make no sense. Let me tell you something, younguns. Have you ever thought the reason that the world's not getting in is because they just can't make sense out of the God we serve? They can't make sense out of your relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ and what He done for you on the cross of Calvary, because He's never done that for them that they know of. Amen. Their minds is darkened that they can't see. They call us just babblers. They call us Bible thumpers. Amen. They call us Bible thumpers. Just like they did old Paul. And others, he seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and a resurrection. You see, it wasn't his fault that they'd never heard about Jesus and the resurrection. Amen. Do you know it's sad in the day and hour that we live? These thousands and thousands of people all over the world that still have never heard about the death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it's almost prominent all over the world that people know the name of Jesus. Amen. It's been broadcast, it's been manipulated, it's been tore up and torn down, it's been persecuted and prosecuted. Amen? But they've never heard about the death, burial, and the resurrection of this man Jesus. Paul was preaching to them. They said, this got to be some new thing. Amen? And so they took him and brought him to Areopagus, saying, may we know that what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is. For thou bringest certain strange things to our ears, and we would know therefore what these things mean. You know why they were inquisitive? Amen? I want to tell you, most people are inquisitive. Most people like information. He said, for all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Amen. They was interested. Say, man, hey, listen, come here. There's some fella down here that's talking this new doctrine. You got to come hear it. Let's go down and see what he said so we can spread it around. Amen. There's some new stuff going out down here, praise God, we need to know about. Well, give us something to gossip about. Give us something to talk about. Amen. I want to tell you, it don't matter, praise God. As long as you're talking about Jesus, His name will not go out void. Praise God. Paul was a stirring the pot. Amen. They want to know what in the world he was who he was talking about. And he spoke out and he spoke up. He said, then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, you men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. Now what he is saying, he said, let me just tell you what you are. He said, you're just eat up with religion. He said, you're so caught up in religion. You want to worship something, but you worship you know not what. Amen. He said, you're wanting to worship. It's in you to worship, but you don't know what you need to worship. You don't know what you should be worshiping. In the world that we live in, people want to worship, but they don't know what they want to worship. They don't have knowledge. They don't have the wisdom. They don't have the truth to build upon. That's why the world is getting caught up in all this craziness. That's why our children at school are chasing after this old gothic mess. They're being deceived. They want to worship. They want something, but they don't know what to worship. Amen. Paul said, hey, he said, you're just too superstitious. You're very religious. He said, before as I passed by, I beheld your devotions. Now they were offering up devotions to all these gods, had all their little plaques made up. And just in case they forgot one, And just the case they had missed one of the gods, they made a little plaque and they put it on to the unknown God. Amen. To the one that they didn't know about, but they didn't want to offend. Amen. There's a God that the world don't know about. Amen. Praise God, and we don't want to offend Him. He said, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, said, Him I declare unto you. He said, I ain't telling you no new thing. He said, I just want to tell you about this unknown God, this God that you don't really know about. I just want to, glory, hallelujah. He said, I just want you to get to know Him today. So I want to bring Him out, break Him out, praise God, so you can see who He is. So you'll have something to compare to these others, praise the Lord. And I think you'll find Him to your liking. Amen. He's the one that can do things for you, praise God, that they can't. Amen. He says, He's God that made the world and all things therein. Don't you know that got their eyes to pop open big? Amen. He said, the unknown God, the God that you're talking about, He's the one that made everything that you see. Amen. He says, nothing made that He didn't make. Praise the Lord. Said, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Amen. Said, He's not only the God of earth, but praise God, He's the God of heaven, and He's the God of earth, and you can't tank Him. Praise God, He said, you can't contain Him. You can't put Him in a box, because He's a great big God. Praise God. He said, I just tell you, He's already out of the box. Praise the Lord. He's already the God of the universe. He's the God of glory. He's the God of heaven. He's the God of earth. He's the God of your life. He's the God of living. He's not a God of the dead. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Praise the Lord. I'm not going to go live with a God that's a God of the dead. I'm serving, living for a God that's a God of the living. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm living for a living God. He said, neither is worship of men's hands, as though He needed anything. See, He giveth to all life and breath and all things. Amen. Praise God. He said, He's not a God that you can make your hands. He said, He's not made out of wood or metal or clay. He's not a God that's made that you can put on a shelf to look at. Amen. He's a God that's living, praise God, that you worship in spirit and in truth. Praise His holy name. See, He has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitations that God had created. And He created man. And He created man in a habitation, praise God. He gave us a place. This place that we have, He said, is given by God Almighty. Amen. God in creation looked down through the cosmos of heaven, and He placed a little old speck of dust called earth. Amen. A little speck of dust in the cosmos. And He chose this little speck of dust to put His people, His creation. Praise God. He gave us a habitation. He laid out and appointed the bonds of our habitation, the distance and the length, praise God, of where we could live. Amen. God did that. He said that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after Him and find Him. Now watch this. Though He be not far from every one of us. Can you see their eyes as they got big? They was looking at gods that was there, but they were nowhere. Amen. They was gods that they could see, but they weren't gods that they could relate to. They weren't gods that they could... God, He said, feel for and find Him, praise God. If you seek Him early, you'll find Him. He said, it's that true and living God that wants to love. This unknown God, the one that you don't know about, He's alive and well. Amen. Hey, I won't say this world may be in chaos, but God's still running well. Amen. God is still running well. He's not having any problems. Amen. He's not having any problems in heaven, praise God. He takes care of those things pretty quick. Quick, fast, in a hurry. You say, how do you know that? Because when Satan rose up and said, I, he said, you're out of here. Amen. Cast him out, all those demons that was leaning towards him. He said, you just go ahead and go with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God loves us and he's there for us. Amen. He said, though he be not far from every one of us. Said it don't feel like he's here. Don't feel like he's around, but he's right here. He's right here right now. Amen. He's not far, praise God. He's not hard to get a hold of. He's not hard to reach out to. Praise God, he's here all the time. He said, if we worship him, we worship him in spirit and truth, because God is spirit, praise God. It's that essence of, praise God, his magnificence that's here all the time. Amen. Praise his holy name that we can feel him. So we get up here singing, praise God, and you can feel the Spirit of God move in you. We get in Sunday school and we feel the Spirit of God in his word. We get in preaching, we can feel his touch on our hearts. That's God. He's never far from you. He said, if we look, he said, for in him we live and move and have our being. Amen. Outside of God, praise God, you're just a dead something. Amen. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, in God Almighty, the true and the living God, we move and live and we have our being. He makes us who we are. We should be able to worship God in spirit and truth because he makes us who we are. Amen. God does that. Amen. You are what you are. You are who you are by the grace of God. It breaks my heart that the world is trying to tell our people that you're not this and you're not that and you're something else. I will say that's straight out of the pits of hell. You are what you are by the grace of God. Amen. God created every one of us on purpose. Amen. There's no accidents. Amen. There's no accidents. Just like the little boy I told you about the other day that was born with the crippled legs. Amen. And what God makes, the little boy told him, he said, how come you're so happy, praise God, in the way you are? How come you're so happy, praise God? And the little boy said, sir, he said, daddy said that God does this, and if God done this, why can't I be happy about it? Amen. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory all the days of our life. We are what we are. For in Him we live and move and have our being. Amen. Praise God. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we're also His offspring, born of God, praise the Lord. His goodness and His mercy. This unknown God that you don't know about. He said, let me just tell you how good and merciful He is. Praise God, He's good to all of us. He says, for as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like the here it is, unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. Amen. He said, you're not man-made. Amen. Praise the Lord. When people start telling you, well, you're not this or you're not that, praise God, just look them between beak and bill. Praise the Lord and say, listen, I'm not man-made, praise God. I'm God-made. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. You say, well, preacher, I'm not God-made. I was made in the womb of my mama, and I grew up in there for 9 months, and I was delivered, and here I am. I was born a man. Praise God. No, you're born of God, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We are God. Amen. Praise His holy name. We're not made by graven images, but we are made and created by God Almighty. The likeness and the image of God. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad it's that way? Amen. Three parts, body, soul, and spirit. Amen. Don't you ever forget that. That's why it's so important to preserve life. Hello? To preserve life, because it was created by God. It's put there by God. It was allowed to be. You say, well, preacher, there's all these situations. Yeah, there's lots of situations. But I'll tell you tonight, praise God, two wrongs don't make a right. Amen. Praise God. We need to trust in the Lord. Amen. Because God loves us, each and every one. Amen. He said, hey, you think that man can create a God? Can man create a God? Man can't create a God. There's only a God that's created. And there's a God that's a creator. Amen. We can't make our own gods. Praise God. There's only one God, the unknown apostle, the unknown God that I'm telling you about. He's the God of the resurrection. He's the God, praise God, of those that were dead, but now they're alive. He's the God of the living. Praise the Lord. And Paul tells him, he said, now listen, he said, the times of this ignorance God winked at. There's a time when people didn't know. There's a time when the truth wasn't prevalent, when truth wasn't out there. But he said, now that the truth is here, he said, you've got to make a decision. Amen. He says, because there's a time of ignorance, the time of ignorance when people didn't know, God kind of winked at it. He said, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Amen. There's a time when he said people just didn't know better. He said, but now that it's been revealed to you, now that you know the truth, praise God, it's time for people just to repent and receive the Lord Jesus Christ and get help from God, to believe on God. The Bible said Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Amen. That he was right with God. His standing was elevated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Paul said, it's time. It's a time when God would wink at it. This undecision, indecisiveness. God said, there's a time when God would wink at it. He said, but there's no time for that now because now we know the truth. I'm telling you the truth. This unknown God, praise God, is the true and living God, of the universe, of heaven and of earth. Amen. Without question, without debate. He says, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men. Now people say today, I've had people, certain people groups, say, well, preacher, you can't have assurance of salvation. You don't know whether you're saved or not. Amen. If I didn't know I was saved for sure, I'd be a sad person. Amen. But I have assurance, praise God. He said, you can have assurance through Jesus Christ, your Savior. Praise God, if Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior, you have the assurance of salvation in the Lord. Amen. It's pretty cut and dry. God makes it that way. I'd hate to know that I could go through and maybe make a little mistake and lose my salvation. Amen. Amen. It might be so if I was keeping me. But he said he saved me by his marvelous grace. He put me in the hand of his Father and no man can pluck me out. Amen. I'm there. I'm safe. I'm secure in Jesus Christ. You say, well, you think you can just live any which way? No. I absolutely can't live any which way. I live, praise God, by the grace of God to do the things that bring me pleasing to him. Not to please my, satisfy my old flesh. There's a whole lot of things that we can't do no more after we're saved. Amen. Because it breaks the heart of God. Praise his name. He's good. He helps us. But the righteousness, praise the Lord, that we have, he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. You know, they've disputed for years, well, just Jesus was just, he was just pretending to be dead and then he just got up. They tried to, but praise God, they know that he was dead. Amen. He was dead. He was wrapped up in grave clothes. He was put in a borrowed tomb. The tomb was sealed up for 3 days. He was dead. Amen. But God raised him from the dead. He got up victorious over death. Amen. He said, when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked and made fun of him. Yeah, like anybody's ever got up from the dead. Jesus did. Not just anybody, But there was somebody that got up from the dead, and his name was Jesus Christ. He got up victorious over that death. Praise his holy name. They said, yeah, that got up, rose from the dead. Ain't nobody ever died and got up. Amen. If they had hung out with Jesus, Charles was talking about this morning, they'd saw Lazarus get up. Amen. Amen. Lazarus got up victorious over death. He had been in the tomb. They said, Lord, he's done been dead 4 days. By now he stinketh. Amen. If you die and you want to live again, you better get somebody to get to you before 4 days. Because according to that, after about 4 days, you go to stinking. Amen. You don't want to go to stinking, you better get up out of there before 4 days. Amen. Praise the Lord. But Lazarus got up. He'd been dead 4 days. Jesus come along and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus come out of there. Praise God. If they'd been hanging out with Jesus, they'd seen the resurrection of the dead. Just a hope and a type of what he was going to do in just a little while. Amen. And Paul said, let me just tell you about this unknown God that made us a promise and sent us a Savior who died for our sins and rose from the dead. Amen. We ought to take this message to the whole world. You and I ought to take it to the whole world. Say, listen, Jesus died for your sins and got up again. He rose from the dead. He's alive for you. Amen. Oh, Paul was getting some pretty crazy stares at Athens. They like to hear all kind of tales. They like to hear all kind of stories. They had heard of gods that fell out of the sky and gods that come up out of the water and gods this and gods that, but they never heard about a man named Jesus. I praise God who had died and was buried and rose again victorious over death in the grave. Amen. What a sermon he had to preach. Praise God to these people. Amen. He said some of them, well, when they heard the resurrection, they said some mocked. They made fun of him. As others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. Amen. As some mocked, he made fun of him. But they were some that had half a sense. And they said, you know what? We want to hear some more about this man Jesus. He sounds pretty intriguing. He sounds like somebody that we need to know. Amen. Paul said, let me tell you about this unknown God, this God that you don't know nothing about. Let me just explain him to you so that you can have make a more informed decision. Amen. So Paul departed from among them. And he said, say certain of the men that clave unto him and believed. Amen. Praise God. And they were some of the women and others with the men. He said, they were some that hung out with Paul, and they said, you know what, we want to hear more of what you got to say. Said, this man Jesus, he sounds pretty intriguing. This unknown God sounds pretty intriguing. We'd like to know more about him. Amen. Paul preached when he was Spirit of God. There was excitement in his preaching and his teaching. He wasn't just a babbling. He was a magnifying the God of heaven. And folks began to hear it. Amen. They like to hear things. But boy, they heard about this and it stirred them down in their heart. They had a whole lot of head knowledge of a whole lot of gods. But they didn't have heart knowledge of any. Paul said, praise God, this one's the one that died for you and rose again. Victorious over death and the grave. He said, this is the one. Amen. This resurrected Savior. Praise God that rose from the dead. The one that, praise God, you can't make by hand. No way. He's not of silver or gold or stone or anything like that. So he's the God of the universe, the God that was and is and forever shall be. Amen. And people said, my goodness. And some of them mocked him, made fun of him, and they went their way. But you know what Paul did? He just kept talking. And some of them said, listen, Paul, said, the next time you got something to say, said, we'd like to hear what you got to say. Some said, you know what? I believe you. I believe you. And said, that sounds interesting. Said, can you tell us how we can get to know more about him? And Jesus said, I knew better than that. I'll tell you how you can be saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, be born again with the hope of heaven. Amen. Or you can go be with Him where He is. He said, one of these days I'm going. He said, I'm just doing the good works of God. I'm just trying to help people along the way. Encourage people to come go with me. And I can just see old Paul as he looks at him. He said, that unknown God, He's the one. He's the real thing. And I'd just like to ask you today, would you come go with me? Amen. I'm going to go be with Him one day in a little while. He said, would you come go with me? And said, some of them believed, amen, on this unknown God. Because they had been enlightened through old Paul. Through the precious Word of God had begun to speak to them. And they said, you know what, I want to know more about it. Amen. They said, I believe everything you said, Paul. I believe what you said. Just fill me in. Fill me up. Help me to know Him more. Amen. The Bereans had already done that. They had heard the Word of God. Amen. They had heard the preaching of Paul. And they got their Bibles out and they began to study and they began to look. Amen. Not to make sure what he was saying was true. See, somehow or another had been left out. They hadn't been fully informed on what God had been doing. And Paul said, hey, let me just tell you, I've noticed your religious activities, but let me just tell you about this unknown God. He's a God that loves you. Amen. Not only did He create the heaven and earth, but He's a God that loves you. And He sent His only begotten Son to die for you so that through Him you might be saved. Amen. Saved from yourself, saved from destruction. Saved unto life everlasting. Amen. And they said, you know what, Paul, we'd like to receive that Savior. We'd like to know more about Him. Amen. And I believe I can see in my mind's eye, they begin to follow Paul around. Amen. And every time he preached, boy, they just loaded up a little bit more. And they loaded up a little bit more about this man Jesus, who died for the sins of the world and rose again from the dead. And He's now living at the right hand of the Father. Praise God, to make intercession for me and you. And they said, boy, Paul, what a God that is. He is the true God. That's a real God right there. Amen. He's a God to travel with. He's a God that can make a difference in their life and ours.